Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. The Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father and full of grace and truth, you teach the truth from the Father. Help us remain in you, to abide in your presence, to abide in your word, to abide in the body of Christ. We welcome the pruning, for our hearts desire more and more of you. We long to bring glory to you and the Father by the fruit we bear. Be the glory in this church, faith in Christ. We pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Now that the weather has become nice, have you been spending more and more time out in your yard, in your garden? Do you hurt today because yesterday was such a nice day? I had 4 cubic yards of mulch delivered yesterday. And I dumped it in the driveway of my home, and I sure feel it this morning after moving more than half the pile around the house. The mulch driver said he had a busy day ahead of himself, many deliveries to make all over town. People's attention is turning as the weather is turning to thoughts of yards, gardens, planting, and pruning, all preparing for the coming growing season. From experience, we all know landscaping and gardening take work. It takes work. Constant care is needed to keep the weeds at bay and tend the shoots of the fresh growth in the garden. And various vines and shrubs need to cut back with care. They need that pruning. And we know that without the careful cutting back, that pruning, the plant will overgrow the space, or the shrub may cease to flourish. The pruning is necessary. Sometimes an onlooker will look at the prune job and wonder, what have you done? Have you ever seen a plant pruned back so far? You go, what have you done? And I need to move that candelabra. Now you can see me. Okay. I mean, you look at that bush and what have you done? Have you seen those bushes? And you scratch your head. But from experience, we all know landscaping and garden takes that work. And in an agrarian culture, that image of the gardener working would be easily recognizable. Your Father in heaven is a gardener in your life. And sometimes you see that bush that really needed serious pruning. Sometimes our lives need that serious pruning. But take to heart what the Father is doing in your life is for your soul's benefit. Like you in your own garden, you work with tender care so the garden produces the best. The Father loves you. So abundantly, the work the Father does in your life is done with loving care. And that sometimes involves pruning, meaning changing you from what you were, so you can become more of what the Father desires for you. That is, bear much fruit. What is not bearing fruit, the Father notices and addresses. Keep in mind, what the Father does is always full of compassion. What the Father does in the pruning is always full of mercy. Full of love. Even when to our eyes it may seem harsh, to our lives it may feel harsh. Like we see that bush cut back to almost nothing by the arborist or the horticulturalist. To our eyes, we think, boy, did they mess up. Yet to the trained hand, they did exactly what was needed for the plant to flourish. And that's what the Father is doing in your life when He is pruning, doing exactly what is needed so your soul, your faith, your life will flourish and bear much fruit. The Father is doing in your life, doing what is needed for your faith to be the faith that bears abundant fruit. The way to bear much fruit is being connected to Jesus. It's more than knowing Jesus is the Son. It is living every moment of every day with the full implication Jesus is Lord, the risen Son of the Father, depending completely and entirely on the Son for the nourishment, the Son, Jesus Christ, for the nourishment of your soul. John chapter 15 begins with the final ego eimi, the final I am statement in the Gospel of John. Now, the previous I am statements were followed with an invitation to come and believe. This final I am statement is spoken to those who have already come, and they're believers. And those who have already come, they are told by faith to remain in Jesus. Remain. Remain. The Greek word is meno. It's a root word and translated at various times as abide. Remain, dwell, continue, tarry, endure. It can mean to sojourn where you are. Or simply said, stay. Stay in Christ. Stay in the Lord Jesus. Remain in Jesus. Abide in Him. Be in the one that was crucified and died for your sin. Be in that only one who has risen from the dead. Like the branch connected to the vine, what flows in the vine flows into the branch. The nourishment for the branch flows from the vine. The life that is in the vine is the life in the branch. The branch can only get what it needs to live by being connected, remaining a part of the vine. You can only get what you need for that life that endures into eternity is by being connected and looking only to Jesus, who has eternal life. Jesus said, I am the true vine, the real, genuine source of our life. The image of a vine and the image of the vine dresser, well known. And the vines, they're cared for. They're tended with diligence. They're cherished. They're watched over with that cherished love. They're passed down from one generation to the next. Pruning, especially the new vines, is one of the most important factors to do to get that luscious, luscious grapes to harvest in the years to come. The pruning for vines can be as much as 70% of the grapevine. Back to the main trunk, back to the canes. And with care and regular pruning, grapevines live for years. And it's very possible for grapevines to outlive you. When Jesus spoke this image to the disciples in the upper room, they could grasp the meaning, for they had seen grapevines tended all their lives. They would have known that pruning was essential, and that only the branches that remained connected to the vine would live and produce. God the Father is the gardener, the one who oversees all. The Son is the vine. In the infinite wisdom and sovereign will of God, pruning according to the Lord's purposes takes place. Some are cut off. Some become like branches withering on the ground. Some destined for the fire. There is a difference. Remain and bear fruit. Remain and bear fruit. Allow the pruning of your heart in your life. You were created to bear fruit. You were created to bring glory to the Father. All that is around you, all of creation, the sun, the stars, the moon, the earth, they were created so that you could be in Christ and Christ be in you, and so that you would bear fruit. All of this is so that we, the disciples of Jesus Christ, would bear fruit and bring glory to the Father. And fruit comes only by remaining in Christ Jesus. Apart from Jesus, without Jesus being the focus and meaning of all we do, we will bear no fruit. But as we remain, that is, as we, the church, remain in His Word, in His mercy, in His grace, in His presence, we will bear much fruit, all to the glory of the Father. Desiring to bear fruit? I venture to say all of us desire to bear as much fruit as possible. To bring as much glory to the Father as possible. But pruning hurts. In our lives, pruning means removing what hinders our growth in Christ. It means pruning attitudes. It means pruning priorities. It means pruning habits that we hold in our heart. To change our priorities, to change our habits, attitudes, to change our habits, it's not easy. That's why pruning is needed. To cut it off. Change is no fun, but that's exactly what pruning intends to do. To change you. The Father is doing this. By pruning in your heart, the Father intends to change you. Into what He desires you to be from what you were. Some things are just incongruent with following Jesus Christ. Some things just do not belong as a part of Christian faith and Christian life. They just don't. Those are the things in each of our hearts the Father will prune. Be patient. Be patient with others. The pruning in their lives most likely will be different than what's in your life. The timing may be different. The extent of it may be different. The order of it may be different too. Be patient as God is pruning other people's lives. As He's pruning yours. Now that we have focused on the pruning, let us look more to that other key aspect of remain. Remain in Christ Jesus. How do you remain in Christ Jesus? Here's a couple things that help you remain. Read the Word of God. Read the Holy Scriptures. In the Scripture, you get to know the mind and the will of God. You can learn the character of God. You can learn the purpose of God in your life. In the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, you will find the nourishment your soul needs. It comes by remaining in the Word of God. Another thing you can do is make going to worship with your brothers and sisters in Christ a weekly habit. Be a part of the body of Christ. That's what it means to remain in Christ. Remain in the body of Christ. There is no just Jesus in me, and I don't have to go to church to be a Christian. If you love the Lord Jesus Christ, you will love the church of Jesus Christ, which is the body of Christ. And you will be grafted to a local congregation. Pray. Pray is another thing you may do to remain in Christ. Let the aches of your heart be known through your words to the Father. He already knows them, but speak freely with your Father who loves you. Speak with passion about what's going on in your life and in your soul. Share the burden, even when words fail you. For the Scripture says the Holy Spirit will intercede for you. And at the same time, be sure there's times that you sit silently to wait upon the Lord to answer and to speak to your soul. Follow the guiding of the Holy Spirit that nudges you in prayer. Pray alone. Yes, Jesus regularly did that. Early in the morning was his habit. Pray in groups. The disciples regularly did that. And they were praying in a group in the upper room when the power of the Holy Spirit came. Expect the Holy Spirit to be active and moving. Pray to bring glory to the Father. Pray to bear much fruit. We must remain in Jesus Christ. No matter what the culture around us may be doing, no matter what the culture may be espousing, we must remain in Christ. We must remain faithful to the Lord, for that is the only way to bear fruit. Remain in me. And there's a special promise comes right after that. And I will remain in you. Jesus will be in us. In each of us, the living God will be present. We will be able to ask for anything in Jesus' name. And it will be given to us. The Father loves us. The Son loves us. Now we are to remain in that love together. Now, let's follow this through. Remain in Christ, and Christ Jesus will remain in you. Be pruned by the Father. Bear much fruit, like that baby in that special place where all the things necessary for life and growing pass through the location that will become the belly button. That baby needs the connection to the mother. In like manner, you need that connection to Christ. Just as that baby in that very special place where the baby's growing life depends entirely on the mother, the very life of you as a disciple of Jesus Christ depends entirely on your connection to Jesus Christ. The image Jesus is giving of the branches connected to the vine means the intimate union of believers with Christ. Branches as believers either bear fruit and are pruned to bear more fruit, or they don't bear fruit and they're dealt with accordingly. Neither is left alone. Now this dwelling in Christ, remaining in Christ, I bring you back to that special promise. As you remain in Christ, Christ will remain in you. Christ will be in you, and by that very presence of Jesus Christ in you, you will bear fruit. Jesus said, you will bear much fruit. Through this all, do you hear how much Jesus Christ loves you? Through all of this, do you hear how much the Father loves you? Now let's bring in the words from Scripture, from Ephesians chapter 3, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. The word there, dwell, in the Greek is different than the word in John chapter 15, which means remain, dwell, abide. But even though the Greek words are different, the intention is to be in the fullness of Christ. Be there in the fullness of Christ. So Ephesians 3, so that you may dwell, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, rooted and established in love, be able to grasp how wide, long, high, and deep is the love of Christ. To know this love that transcends understanding, to be filled with the fullness of God, Christ the vine filling you with the fullness of God. And that will bring about the bearing of much fruit. Fruit that is immeasurably beyond what we can imagine. And the reason? Remain in Christ, and Christ will remain in you. And the reason is the very presence and power of Christ is working in you. Remain in Christ. Remain in Christ Jesus, for there is much fruit bearing for us to do. All for the glory of God. Amen.